Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Back at the Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. This hour, it's sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes, fly and fill up on wings in seven delicious flavors from Popeyes. Or we'll get back to the phone calls here with everything on offense, defense. Is this now a defensive football team? I mean, I think it is. The more you look at it, the more the way they've played on the defensive side of the football, they are a top five unit. They've been great. This is a defensive-led team. Some people see it. Some people have their head buried deep in the sand. That would be Hugh Douglas, former defensive player. We're taking away sacks 1 hour at a time from Hugh's career ledger. And, of course, the ultimate tailgate giveaway as well. Famous couples we're looking for. But right now, let's go out to the guest line, a guy that we haven't spoken to in a while. I haven't seen him in a while. But there's obviously a lot to talk about with Marcus Hayes of the Philadelphia Inquirer and WRP. Marcus, first time on the air in a little bit here. Marcus, welcome to the Midday Show. How you doing today, Marcus?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great. We're doing great. Marcus, we're just trying to figure out how you're doing with all the stuff that's been going on the last couple of days.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know what, Marcus? Let's just jump right into it, because to be honest, when I read the story, I didn't think that what you said was that egregious, but I can understand why some people were upset. Why did you feel that had to be a part of the story that you was writing?
I really didn't. I just wrote it, and then, like yourself, when I wrote it and read it, you know, and then submitted it, it didn't seem egregious. Then maybe 2 hours later, as I always do, I go back and, you know, I don't know if it's going to post right away. Our editorial process is kind of fluid. So I wrote that early in the day and it posted early in the day and it happened to be up, but sometimes won't post until 5 the next morning. But as I always do, I go back through, and the way we edit, if I make a mistake, they'll highlight the mistake and leave it in there so I know I made it. So I went back to read, and I also read it for content. I read it front to, you know, the beginning to the end, and I read the comments on the internet. Mm-hmm. So some of the comments were like, hey, that's, you know, what you wrote about his kid and his brother doesn't seem quite right. Mm-hmm. So I read it through those eyes, and I was like, you know what? I can understand that. Like yourself, I understand why people would look askance at that. Mm-hmm. And I took it out, and it read better. It was better written without it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it addressed those issues. And not only did I take it out, when I reposted it, I alerted people, because I think it's kind of, I don't think it's really responsible to change your story without addressing that you changed your story. Mm-hmm. So I said, I changed my story. And, you know, if anybody out there was offended, I'm sorry about that.
So okay, let's fast forward a little bit, because I know at this point you kind of felt that people have seen the story, and I'm pretty sure at some point Joel knows about the story. So take me into the process about going into the locker room and how, to be honest, Marcus, and I said this, if the Sixers need help, they need to go ahead and hire me. How do they mishandle that situation, or how does that happen where you and Joel don't get a chance to talk before you actually see each other?
Well, the Sixers said, you know, the Sixers contacted me. What happened with Joel happened 10 days later. Mm-hmm. 9 days later, after I'd written another story about the season ticket holders deserving some money back, 2 days after that, that's when he mentioned me by name in a press conference, a pop-up press conference. He wasn't supposed to talk until he was back. Mm-hmm. So he held a press conference and mentioned me, but only mentioned that, you know, his commitment and his desire and dedication shouldn't be question because of all the things he's done for this, you know, city. Mm-hmm. So that was that. And when he had that press conference, he also mentioned that the Olympic team could have won without him. My contention has been since February that he shouldn't play in the Olympics, and my belief is that the Olympics might have hindered his comeback. Mm-hmm. So I wrote a third column. After that column, the Sixers contacted me and said, hey, you know what? We would love to get you guys together. And some people down here aren't really happy about the first version of your story 9 days ago. At that point, I said, okay, well, I'll be there tomorrow. You know, there's a game the next day. So the Sixers, to their credit, offered to get us together. I told them I was willing, and I made myself available that Saturday night, that game, for that. And they knew I was coming. So I don't think that they mishandled it. And the interaction in the locker room was fine. You know, it was heated, you know, but you've seen heated interactions between reporters before until it wasn't.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Marcus, had you ever been in a situation like that? I mean, you're covering teams and writing columns for a long time. It's not the first time I think you've probably written something that maybe a player disagreed with. Had you ever been in a situation quite like what happened a few weeks ago?
What's interesting, certainly. But what's interesting is usually it's something you've said. Like, I said something about Brian Mitchell having lost half a step years and years ago. It was right before Hugh got there. And he took offense to that. And we had a locker room altercation. And then years later, Allen Iverson was misinformed about something I said about him during his MVP season. And we had a confrontation in the hallway, actually, outside the I think it was after Game 7 against Milwaukee in that series. And, Brian's information was accurate. Allen's wasn't. And there have been a couple of other sort of minor, hey, I heard kind of things. But, you know, nothing – this was probably – no, Brian Mitchell was probably more virulent, you know, back in 96 or 97 or whatever it was, than Joel was until, you know, the ultimate, you know, I guess, misstep.
So, Marcus Hayes with us here, Philadelphia Inquirer and WIP. Joel Embiid back tonight. Marcus, where do things stand now? Obviously, Joel had to serve a 3-game suspension. He will return tonight, which will coincide with his first game of the season for the Sixers. As far as the way things left off that night, then the investigation, are we back to what you assume and what we should assume is normal? You'll cover the team, you'll write columns, you'll be down there, and business as usual? Or how does that work now?
No, I mean, I haven't altered my, I guess my routine at all. I won't be there tonight. My kids are in a state semifinal soccer game. And this isn't a game I would normally cover anyway. It's not my day to write. Mike Sielski, David Murphy, and I take turns writing. So I don't write again until tomorrow. So, I wouldn't be there. I can't be there because of personal reasons, but I probably wouldn't be there in the normal course of events. That said, I don't, there are no restrictions on me.
Marcus, what do you expect tonight? I know you won't be there, but we'll be watching. I'm sure you'll have an eye on it maybe later in the night when you catch up. What do you expect in terms of the reception for Joel Embiid? Because I'm sure maybe you feel this. I certainly feel it. It's felt like the conversation in the last 2 weeks has moved from just Joel to the fans and Joel's responsibility to the Sixers and the city to then obviously what happened with you two. But now he returns tonight in front of the fans after an offseason where we thought he'd be okay. He obviously wasn't okay, and there's a lot of ambiguity on why he wasn't okay to start the season. What kind of reception do you expect for Joel Embiid tonight from the fans?
Well, I mean, Joel Embiid has come back from injury several times and, with similar circumstances. Is he in good enough shape? Was he in good enough shape? I think Joel Embiid will be roundly applauded. I mean, he's, arguably the number one athlete in town. He's one of the three or four best Sixers to have ever played, and this is his debut. No, nobody's going to the Sixers. 23,000 people or 20,000 people don't go down there to boo the best player when he comes back. You know what I'm saying? There's not going to be some sort of, lingering animosity. People want the team to do well. They want him to win. They're, 50% better when he plays? It's, these are people who are supportive of Joel Embiid, and they're hopeful that, he becomes the greatest player in Sixers history. I think it'll be a fine reception tonight.
Marcus, while we have you, let's pivot to the Eagles quickly because we got a big one on Thursday, and this season has really turned the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, ask Marcus about defense.
Marcus about the defense. Marcus, it's my contention this is now a defensive football team. Where do you come down? Is the offense still the driving force, or is this a defensive team?
I'll tell you this, it's not a special teams team. I mean, the special teams have a real – when he was playing, the special teams and Danny Smith were under fire all the time. But, no, it's a much better offensive team than it is a defensive team. I mean, they just have better players. Saquon Barkley and A.J. Brown are probably going to be in the Hall of Fame. So is Lane Johnson. There are none of the defensive players are going to be in the Hall of Fame. They're just better players. And they're scoring points. I mean, they're a really, really good offensive team. That doesn't mean they're a bad defensive team. And it doesn't have to be binary, right? Like, the greatest show on turf was an offensive team whose defense could pass rush all the time. The Eagles are a very good team. I think in a year or two, especially if they retain Zach Bond, N'Kobe Dean, and extend Jalen Carter, they're going to be a dominant defensive team. Absolutely dominant. But for right now, they're still a team who, if you ask the opponents, they're not worried as much about Jalen Carter and Zach Bond as they are about A.J., Devontae, Saquon, and Jalen Hurts.
Well, that's where the star power is for sure, and the money on this team. And I think we all came into the season thinking offense, 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 but it certainly has been good on both sides. Marcus, we appreciate you hopping on, giving us a few minutes here.
And don't be getting in no more trouble, man. Sit your butt down. Sit your butt down somewhere.
Okay. Coming from you, Hugh, that is sage advice.
Yeah, and this is why you can't be the Sixers PR person, Hugh. You can't do it. Marcus, thanks for hopping on. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me.
There we go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.